Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
And the boulevards in this empty room, the guitar makes a band. Our last conversation still echoes on bare walls like a child's painting of everything we planned. Across the brown fields and through the frozen meadows and all around this place we call our own, we all have to live here in each other's shadow, hoping that someday we get home. We kept a secret hidden deep inside, hidden love and bitten love and all the tears we cried. Though I've loved you for a long time, it can't be denied. Someone sees the dreams we hide. Someone sees the dreams we hide. The dreams we hide. I woke up in the night, my covers on the floor, stripped of all my dreams and all my pride. The vast black night that conquered me was coming back for more, until I woke and found the angel by my side. We kept a secret hidden deep inside, hidden love and bitten love and all the tears we cried. Though I've loved you for a long time, it can't be denied. Someone sees the dreams we hide. Someone sees the dreams we hide. Dreams we hide.
My mother often told me, she said, angels have bonded your life away. She said I would accomplish just the trust in God and pray. Well, I'm on the King's Highway and I'm trying to bear my burden away. But you know I cannot keep from crying some. You know I can't keep from crying sometimes. Oh, my heart is full of sorrow and my eyes are filled with tears, and I just cannot keep from crying sometimes. I thought when she first left me I would grieve for a little while. Soon it would be all over and I'd journey on with a smile. But the thoughts as I get older and I think of what I told her, I just cannot keep from crying sometimes. You know I can't keep from crying sometimes. My heart is full of sorrow and my eyes are filled with tears, and I just cannot keep from crying sometimes. Thank you. Now my mother, she's in glory, thank God I'm on my way. My papa, he's gone too, and my sister, she could not stay. Well, I'm on the King's Highway, and I am traveling night and day. But I just cannot keep from crying sometimes. You know, I can't keep from crying sometimes. Oh, my heart is full of sorrow, and my eyes are filled with tears. And I just cannot keep from crying sometimes. You know, I can't keep from crying sometimes. Oh, my heart is full of sorrow, and my eyes are filled with tears. And I just cannot keep from crying sometimes.
Hi, my name's Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
This old town should have burned down in 1929. That's when we stood in line, waiting for our soup, swallowing our pride. This old town should have burned down in 1931, when the rain refused to come, air filled up our bellies, dust filled up our lungs, and we thought our time had come. This old town was built by hand in the dust bowl of the motherland. There must be rock beneath the sand, I'll be damned. This town still stands. This old town should have burned down in 1944, when the last men went to war. They came back different, if they came back at all. This old town should have burned down in 1956. That's when the Twister hit. All our hopes were buried beneath the boards and bricks, and we almost called it quits. This old town was built by hand in the dust bowl of the motherland. There must be rock beneath the sand, I'll be damned. This town still stands. Somewhere in the distance, the city lights do shine. Sidewalks gleam with neon dreams that fall from time to time. And when my children's children ask me why I didn't go, I say the heart of any town is the people that you know, and they always call you home. This old town was built by hand in the dust bowl of the motherland. There must be rock beneath the sand, I'll be damned. This town still stands. There must be rock beneath the sun, I'll be damned. This town still stands.
so complicated. Under the bright stars of this town, and none of this was ever calculated, and I never planned to fall down. Better days will come, better days will come, better days are coming. What you say, and starting a brand new day. The tough times took their toll. Now I'm taking back control. Smile. Better days will come, better days will come, better days are coming around. Better days will come, better days will come, better days are coming around.
Puriba de cachorro, da trocação. Deste menino essa tu não dá o viola, tu irmão. Deste menino essa tá por riba de cachorro na trocação. Tinha muita escapa de peito, boca fechada, cada entra mosca, nada. Me falam, fala, escuta da namorança. Yo, minha filho, ah, minha filho, minha filho, oh, oh, eu se garante.
Bye. Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
procura da batida perfeita. A procura da batida perfeita. A procura da batida perfeita.
Então corre, a batida é minha, cheguei primeiro. No ruim faz a fezinha, que é tudo por dinheiro. Solto na Babilônia, lá procura paz. Perder o manual, e agora como faz? João e Maria, cheio de regalia. Tô no ponto do canalha que fazia acontecer. Agora é artista, não se mistura com a plebe. Domingo no Faustão, terça-feira na Hebe. Iate, Botafogo, apartamento Ipanema. Uma vida de bacana se eu entrasse pro esquema. Mas eu busco na raiz, e lá tá o que eu sempre quis. Não é um saco de dinheiro que me deixa feliz. E sim, a força do samba, a força do rap. O MC que é partideiro, o bumbo que vira esquete. É meu som, que mostra muito bem o que eu sou. Onde cresci, onde ando, onde fica, onde vou. A procura da batida perfeita. Batida perfeita. A procura pura da batida, batida perfeita. A procura da batida perfeita. Bicho tá pegando, a chapa esquenta. O tempo passa, mas a evolução é lenta. Mas não tenho pressa, velocidade é essa. Não é nada nesse mundo, compadre, que me estressa. Porém, há um caso diferente que envolve toda a minha gente. Não ser bucha de ninguém, ficar do lado do bem. Atitude, amor e respeito também. Eu vou no samba, é gente fã. A diferença é clara, a gente fuma e eles fama. Proteja a raiz pra que tenha bons frutos. Já diz o velho ditado, quem tá junto, tá junto. E eu tô junto, e junto carrego meu orgulho. Suburbano convicto, sei meu lugar no mundo. Há coisas que o dinheiro não paga, cê sabe como é. Tipo eu e minha preta, só no rolê.
¿Cuál es el ritmo perfecto? ¿Dónde está? No sé. ¿Se existe un beat parfait? ¿Se puede? ¿Se existe? D'accord.
¿Could this be the perfect beat?
El ritmo perfecto.
My obstinate uncle. My obstinate uncle once went to the sea with my mum and my dad and my cousins and me. We went in a yellow and green coloured bus, and the crowd of us made a magnificent fuss. My uncle, his mum's younger brother called Ernie, was in a great mood for most of the journey, till he and my mum had a slight disagreement about what a sign pointing down to the sea meant. Still, that was soon over and nobody grumbled, as down through the sand hills we rumbled and tumbled, and into the sea with an almighty splash, then off up the sand in a hurricane dash. We had a fine picnic, the food it was grand, though everything was slightly covered in sand, then went for a walk through the edge of the waves and found some alarming piratical caves. We plucked up our courage, went in and explored for ages and ages until we got bored. Dad had been watching, and on our return he asked us quite anxiously, "Where's Uncle Ernie?" It seemed he'd gone off after lunch rather grumpy, complaining the sand was too lumpy and bumpy, and said, "If I look, I'm quite certain to hit on something or other more solid to sit on." My father had gone for a stroll later on and kept an eye out for where Ernie had gone, but got a bit worried when nowhere around, though he looked high and low, could my uncle be found. Myself and my cousins joined in on the search through the tea house, the pub and the old ruined church, then went back to Mum in a state of despair, till little Teresa cried, "What's that out there?" We looked where she pointed, right over the strand, and saw a small shape, just the size of your hand. And so we ran and we ran, but as we drew nearer, the shape it grew larger and queerer, for there on the edge of the water he sat, in his trousers and blazer and Panama hat. A long time ago there had once been a pier that had fallen to ruins for many a year, but down in the rubble, one of the beams, old Ernie discovered the chair of his dreams, and sat there as happy could be, with his shoes and socks off and his toes in the sea. He sat while we went for a swim and a run, built sandcastles, sunbathed and had lots of fun, and when we came back after taking a walk, he and my mother were having a talk, and as we drew nearer, being children and curious, we heard her say, "Ernie, please don't make me furious. You know how you suffer when you've had a soaking. When you're laid up in bed, you'll know I'm not joking." He said, "There's no need to make all this alarm. A drop of seawater will do me no harm." Said Mother, while throwing her eyes up to heaven, "You're worse than young Peter, and he's only 7. Come on now, please, Ernie, just don't be absurd." But he sat there, refusing to utter a word. Quite soon we discovered our little commotion had drawn a good crowd to the edge of the ocean, and watching the tide, it was rising quite fast, some people laid bets on how long he might last. By now there was water right over his knees, and people were saying he'd certainly freeze, and Peter said, "He'll get a cold in his bum, and got an I'll deal with you later look from our mum." The sun was beginning to sink to the west as the water was rising around Ernie's chest. And then, as we noticed the first shining star, my mother said, "Ernie, this joke's gone too far." They all tried to move him, but so tight he gripped, they only got soaked as they slithered and slipped. When the water was lapping right under his chin, my dad came along and said, "Ernie, you win. Please do believe me. You've nothing to prove. We won't think less of you now if you move." But he sat like a statue in stone, though I think, when the grown-ups weren't watching, he gave us a wink. Dad said he was born for a watery grave, as the Panama hat floated off on a wave, and all we could see was his pipe and some bubbles, and sad Mother sighed, "There's an end to his troubles." Then, as we stood watching, our eyes growing dim, he stood up on the chair and dived in for a swim.
I'm Hello, this is John Bowden from Bellowhead, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, number one for Sheffield music.
I have seen you tossing restless between midnight and day, paying back the debts of many years, or staring out the window till the mist has burned away, and waiting for the sun to dry your tears. I've seen you young, I've seen you old, I've seen you lost and found, I've seen you sit and cry without a sound. And I've seen you in the lamplight, with the hard lines in your face, and the shadows of your fears upon the wall. But crying is no weakness, and to lose is no disgrace. You see, we're not so different after all. But can't you tell by the ringing bell, the old year's moving on? I'd like to say one thing before it's gone. May whatever house you live in have flowers by the door, and children in the bed to keep you warm. May the people there accept you for what you really are, and help you find some shelter in the storm. And the morning rain to ease the pain that comes from being free. May the new year bring you freedom peacefully.
Made a gang of me.